Hello everyone, this is Sydney Shuttlerow here speaking on the topic of racial discrimination in the judicial system. Before we get started here, I'm going to give you some backstory about the judicial system. The act to establish the judicial courts of the United States was signed into law by President George Washington in 1789. At this time, slavery was already legalized, so people in America have already thought of people of color as 3/5 of a person, not even a full person. 3/5. People of color were looked down upon in the early days and often thought of as a threat to society. Most people didn't even want to drink from the same water fountain as colored people, and they weren't even allowed to vote. This is how much white people hated colored people. It is horrible to think that people in our country did such actions and were so rude to colored people. I would like to emphasize the word people, because they are people just like you and me. Any other person, not 3/5 of a person. The judicial system is not supposed to treat defendants differently because of their race. This is called the Equal Protection Clause. It is given in the 14th Amendment that gives all defendants an equal trial. But because of our history in the U.S., that might not always be the case. Today, we're here to find out if the system is indeed colorblind or if they do give a harder sentence to a person of color. Sierra Bradley was an 18-year-old young lady whose life has had many bumps in the road, but has figured out how to come through them and become an A student. She has been living out of her own car for 3 years now. She attended a class for job training to help get herself out of poverty and get a job. While she was at class, her teacher told all the students that they had to dress in work clothes. At this moment, Sierra started to freak out. She has no money and had no idea what to do and how to get these clothes. She was way too afraid to tell her career coach she couldn't buy clothes, fearing that if she told him, she would be booted from the class for being homeless. Sierra has went to her last resort and went to a local Walmart and stuffed clothes in her bra. As soon as she headed for the door, the security yelled out, "We got you! We got you!" She then begged and begged to the security guard not to call the police. She told him she would return the clothes and find a way to pay for them. But the security guard began to taunt her, telling her that she was definitely going to jail. She was arrested, but then was able to go back to her class, but she had a caseworker and a probation officer. Just 2 weeks after her arrest, she was back in the courtroom. Her caseworker had written a letter to the judge asking for leniency and citing her determination to rise out of poverty. Sierra was not only given a chance to speak to the judge, but they didn't even read the letter. Right then, she was sentenced to 2 years in prison for shoplifting, falling behind on court fees. Let me remind you, she is poor, absolutely poor. How did they expect her to pay for these court fees? And for missing a hearing. But she had explained to the judge beforehand that she missed because her sister was shot and stayed in the ICU. This was an unfair trial for Sierra. Not trying to justify what she has done here, but I would like to think that if a white young lady had committed the same crime shown, she wouldn't have even seen a courtroom. But this is just my personal opinion. I found some research in order to support my opinion that a white person would most likely not see the courtroom. Research has been done in Cook County, Illinois. Cook County is the largest court system with over 2.4 million cases per year and is also a very diverse area with a population of 48% whites, 26% African Americans, and 20% Hispanics. Researchers have looked at the felony cases between 1995 and 2001 and have found that there has been an average incarceration rate of 38% for whites and 51% for African Americans, showing that African Americans will most likely see a courtroom for such a small crime such as shoplifting like Sierra, while a white person will get off with community service hours or something so small. For the research, we are unsure if it is because of the defendant's race or it is because of the actual crime. But with such a wide gap presented between the races of incarceration, it may give us some reason to believe that it could be because of race. To further my own research, I have spoke with a former defense attorney in the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, Rose DiMattia. I have asked her the simple question if she believes that there is any racial discrimination in the judicial system. Her response to me was that race was never a factor in the depositions or sentences in her cases, but the focus was more of the prior criminal record and the facts of the underlying case. She does not believe that race was a factor during her trials, but she does know that minorities are more statistically arrested and prosecuted rather than non-minority, which proves the statistic of higher colored peoples in jail. But she does believe that those numbers overall can be contributed to things such as education and income versus race. Throughout all my research, I cannot say that the overall judicial system makes biased decisions because of race. Although there may be a handful of judges or juries throughout the U.S. that do make decisions based on race, but at that point, it's not really making that big of an impact. I do not think that we can say the whole system does. So my question, does the judicial system make biased decisions on race? The answer would be no. The overall judicial system does not make biased decisions on race. I have a strong opinion now that the judicial system is very blinded by any underlying factors of the defendant, such as race. I can rather say that the reason why the statistics of more African American or Hispanics are incarcerated is because they do not have the money to get a good lawyer or bail out. Or maybe they don't even have the proper education to help them set them in the correct path to not commit these crimes at all. We all have different beliefs, but with my research, I have found that no reason to believe that the whole judicial system is racially discriminatory.